guys still playing on the disrespect theme a little bit this week?
I mean, you know how it is, man. We just, you know, just living in the moment and, you know, just taking it one day at a time, one game at a time.
Coach, I remember before last week's game, you told me the defensive line had to pull their weight and really do their job. Did you take it upon yourself to go out and be that guy?
Always. I mean, that game right there, you know, it was just, you know, one, I played a lot. And, you know, when me taking a lot of snaps, I get in a whole lot more rhythm. And I think that affected my play, you know, obviously, and everybody else just followed. I mean, I just said to myself, man, just go out and take over this game, and everybody has to follow. And, you know, I think it kind of rubbed off on them.
How excited were you to play that much?
I was super excited. You know, when coming off the field, I think I played, 57? And, I mean, I was excited. I wasn't tired. And, you know, Bo always asked him, how you do it? I was like, man, I just find a way.
Talking to Doug Peterson earlier today, there was the NFC Championship trophy, a new banner, a new backdrop behind him. But how much do you guys just try to push all of that clutter out of your mind and just focus on this game like a regular game?
Well, yeah, it's the next game, and I think this locker room will do a great job at it. We know what type of game it is, but at the same time, we have to focus on beating the Vikings because, you know, they're worried about us too. You know, they're worried about coming in and beating us, and, you know, we don't want to look too far ahead. This team just got to stay focused. The thing is, we've been doing all year, and it's just playing together and, you know, going out and dominating.
Wait, last week you wanted to shut the...
of Case Keenum, watching him on tape, maybe watching him in Sunday's game?
He's slippery. He reminds me a little bit of Russell Wilson. And when I say that, you know, he just, you know, if he moves around and throw the ball, or he'll tuck it and run. And I see him, you know, duck a lot, and, you know, guys just, you know, reaching for him, and he slips out of people's hands. So I think we got to do a great job of just, you know, pushing the pocket and making him uncomfortable and getting him on the ground when we need to.
Well, last week you said you wanted to shut the doubters up, and you did. And here you are, underdogs again. I mean, is that uncanny?
Nah, I mean, it happens. I mean, the disrespect just continues. And, you know, for us to be the number one seed and, you know, to have this championship run through us, through the link, I mean, what more respect do you want? But, you know, at the end of the day, respect is not given. We got to go out and take it like we've been doing all year. And I think that, you know, that we really go out and dominate.
With two defensive teams playing on Sunday, do you get excited for a game like that, knowing that one score could change the whole game?
No, absolutely. And I think in order for us to win this game, man, our defense will have to play really good because we know, and, you know, everybody else knows, I think this game is going to be a game of possession. And, you know, we got to get some takeaways on defense. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to is our D-line better than theirs? I mean, they got a dumb in the D-line. We got a dumb in the D-line, and we'll see who show up on Sunday.
How insane do you think it's going to be in the link? I mean, it's probably going to be full of dog masks, and it's just going to be crazy, right?
Yeah, it's going to be full of dog masks, and, you know, Lane and Chris started a trend, and, you know, that trend to carry this team. And, you know, just like I said last week, man, just put a big chip on our shoulder. And, you know, we'll be focused on the Vikings and ready to roll.
How important is your average points per game? It seems to go down 2 or 3 points per game when you're here at home. What is it about the link that allows you guys to elevate your game to another level?
And just the atmosphere. I think the fans do a great job of making other teams uncomfortable when they come here. And, you know, as a defense at home, man, we play, you know, lights out. And number one, you know, thing that goes with that is, you know, playing the Vikings, I think that it's going to take us to stop the run, get them in long, third down situation, second and long, third and long, man, and we just go out and have fun. You know, nobody play up tight. We know that, you know, emotions might be, you know, early in the game, but at the end of the game, everybody relax and play.
Is it so close you can taste it now? I mean, the championship trophy was in the building today. Here you are, 60 minutes away.
We plan for the next 60 minutes, and, you know, that's the thing about it right here. We plan for the next 60 minutes. But we're not thinking too far ahead. We plan for the next 60 minutes. This trophy's in here. Let's hope it stay here. And, you know, coach will do a great job of, you know, just, you know, keeping us focused.
Appreciate it.
Man, I'm beat up right now, man. Nah.
I mean, it's your 18th game. Man. It's a long game.
Nah, man, I feel good. You know, I feel really good. I don't think that, you know, playing 90% of the snaps affected me. And I think I do a pretty good job of, you know, taking care of my body and making sure I'm ready to roll on game day. But at the same time, you know, I think practicing and my conditioning is the biggest thing.
Coach,
I think I'm doing a pretty good job at it.
Coach Pearson.
I was just saying, and that defensive tackle rotation Jim's used throughout the course of the year, I guess, was designed to, at this point of the year, have you guys at your best, you in particular, I guess.
I mean, going into that game, you know, really during the week, you kind of got a feeling of, you know, what's going to go down. But, you know, when I found out it'll be three D tackles, I knew that I'd be, you know, more effective. When playing more snaps, it shows that I'm more effective during any game.
Coach Pearson said that you are a man on a mission. That's how you described your play on Saturday night. Would you agree with that sentiment?
You know, absolutely. I think this week, you know, I just got to be better than I was last week. And, you know, I'm humbly saying that. Just need to be better. I think it's a few things on tape that I could have done better, that it could have affected the game a lot more. And, you know, I'm just hard on myself like that. So, you know, I graded the tape hard, and I was hard on myself. And, you know, it's just some things I think I could do way better.
As a follow-up to that, Fletcher, you said the term dominate a lot. What's it do to the defense when the best player is playing at that level?
It sparks a fire in their ass. I think that, you know, when you got the big dog up front, you know, playing at a really high level, I think, you know, it's contagious. And, you know, you saw it. You know, you had everybody making plays. You know, guys in the front, guys in the middle, guys in the back. And, you know, at that point, when you got all three levels playing on a really high level, man, nobody can stop us.
Was that the best game you've played here?
I think it's one of the best games I've played. I was effective in, you know, the run game, the pass game. And we played as a group. That was the biggest thing. You know, I wasn't selfish about nothing I did. We all played as a group, and, you know, that's the type of teammate I am.
And so what can be better? You said there are things that can be better off.
There's a few plays I like to take back myself. I think there's a few technique things that I did that I would like to take back, you know, to put myself or put somebody else in a better position. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all play off each other, and we play as a group.